It's 7 o'clock. Welcome to the City of Shoreacre City Council meeting. It's Monday, November 14, 2016. 7 o'clock. Start on a business 1.0. Call to order, roll call.
Mayor Pro Tem Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCallum.
Present.
Alderman Schnell. Mayor Sanford.
Present.
Alderman Hoskins.
Present.
Alderman Bowles.
Present.
We have a quorum.
2.0, for the legislature. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
Item 3.0, special presentations. There are none. Moving on to 4.0, council reports and requests. 4.1, Mayor Sanford. 4.1.1, items of community interest. I don't have any. 4.1.2, Harris County Mayors and Council Association. I wanted to bring this up because we don't have any money in the budget to attend some of these continuing education. Alderman Jennings and Alderman Bowles and the council voted to remove those things from the budget. So I just want to let everybody know that that is not in the budget anymore. But we're going on to 5.0, public hearings and public comments. 5.1, public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address council or comment on items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are to be directed to the city council and dialogue with the audience not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law from participating in discussion or deliberation of items not specifically identified on this agenda. So we're going to start over here.
Felicia Ramos, 3416 Sunrise Drive. For the agenda item regarding the Houston Galveston Area Council, I don't think it would be a good idea to terminate that because I believe we get grants and other beneficial things to the city. I understand, you know, we may not have the money in the budget to do these things, but I'm sure, you know, citizens or maybe other council members would be willing to, you know, rent the fees, or maybe we could do a fundraiser or something, because I feel like we would really benefit, you know, from a little grant, even if it's like, you know, a park grant or, you know, other things. I mean, they do a ton of stuff, and I didn't get to do all the research on that, but I know that we do get grant money from them for that, so we'd like to see us still being a participant of that.
Neil Moyer, 1118 North Country Club Drive. I, too, would like to, first thing I'd like to raise the issue of why the community members benefit from there not being any written minutes, since notwithstanding the recorded meeting notes don't seem to be irrefutable as far as providing accurate information, or certainly they're subject to various interpretations. Moving on, with regard to item 7.6, the HGAC, the city does receive benefits from those outside of grants. The purchase of race vehicles is done through a pooled arrangement through HGAC, which means we get the benefit of a larger purchase. Same thing, the HGAC allowed us to not have to bid out the sewer repairs and get a better rate for that. And there are other aspects of the city gets the benefits of pooled purchasing power through HGAC. So to terminate membership in that would seem to be penalized and pound foolish given the expenditures that the city benefits from at present and future times. Moving right along, on the item of water leaks, I'm not sure that we're talking about, at least in the current situation, a stagnant water situation. There's enough flowing water involved in this that it doesn't stand around long enough to get stagnant. It'll be very interesting to see how the homeowners pay for the water consumption rates that seem to be occurring. They seem to be getting fairly prolific. Moving right along, on the amendments to the general fund and utility fund, I will recall that I did make recommendations that the city did not need to purchase 3 radar units. You could probably get by with fewer. I'm not sure getting by with 0 is the best approach. I'm also not sure that I understand why it's proposed that there be a $35 a month stipend available to council members, since fiscal advice seems to be rather tight right now, and I don't know what expenditures the council members have brought up that they can't cover for $35. And I'm hopeful to hear some benefits of the municipal court discussions with the city of LaPorte. This may be just one of those things where we get some benefits out of that, just as the Goose Creek tax collection seems to be working out to the city's benefit. Most taxpayers have probably received their bill over the last week or so. In any case, those are the only items I'm going to speak to at this time. I appreciate your attention, and hopefully you'll continue on with getting the budget whole. Thank you.
I apologize. I would like to talk about a particular sit down. I've been really sick. I have some concerns. First name, Sarah Andrews, 624 East Forest. My mother, I have for the last 2.5-3 years asked for some help with the assistance with Alphys that was next door to my parents. My mom was on a lung transplant list and was recently removed. I've gotten applications for grants, gave it to the next door neighbor, so I've given it to Alderman Jennings and to Chief Harrison to take over there to see if we could move that along. And for 3 years, the pool, their entire property, I mean, their lawnmower, the grass grew over their lawnmowers. They don't know it. And my mom was just removed from that lung transplant list because of reoccurring infections. And they said that it had to be something, it was incontrollable because it had to be that she was going to move somewhere because it was an environmental factor and it wasn't in her house. Her house is new. She does like to sit out on her back porch and with her dog, and so that pool has since then now standing upright because it's completely floated on the ground. The water that came out of that pool and that's been all the way around their property is now in my parents' yard by about 3 feet. It goes underneath their fence, and you can see the muddy water there. And so I'd like to say that I'm very, 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 very disappointed in that fact because now it was a chronic condition, but now the deal's sealed. She's been removed from that lung transplant list, which was a very big disappointment to our family. but there is another concern. There was a PIA that my attorney had brought to my attention, and I ask all of you because I've sent it to everyone because I'm sure that everyone has it, and this is with Officer Harrison and Sulceda. If that's not a huge community liability, I don't know what would be. Now, and I pleaded. With that 2.5 to 3 years that my mom was taken off that list. And I begged for that 2.5 to 3 years to please just repair that. I don't know what requirements we have for our police officers, but I think that the community needs to know. Because on that PIA, there was 2 juvenile sex crime investigations that were held. I'd like to know what they were about. I think that the public should know. I mean, I think that if we're going to, we want to put out procedures and we want to put out things about people and the way that they're going to go, they should be all the way across the board, and myself included. The other thing is the invoices that are paid, it shows a lack of good accounting practice and respect for our procedures when we paid them previous to approval. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anybody else? And moving on to 6.0 administrative report, 6.1 general activity report for the administrator, David Stahl.
Good evening. We've been working with the new auditing firm, and we have prepared some preliminary paperwork that we've sent to our prior auditor, so they'll release the records to the new auditor. And we've been discussing the timing for the field work. The new auditor estimates that they'll spend 1 week on site. and then perhaps supplemental visits if necessary. They're having a meeting, a staff meeting tomorrow to review the scheduling, and we should have something set up this week in terms of the schedule this week for future site visit audit. They've also set up a secure online file transfer that we'll be using for the audit process so that we can send large files back and forth securely with those information. Well, that's all I've got on the audit. The municipal court negotiations, as you know, talking with LaPorte about contracting for the operation of the municipal court clerk function. In discussions with the city manager of LaPorte, we agreed to a term that is within the envelope of what we can afford out of the existing current budget. And basically, that envelope is the employee salary and benefits. The other costs associated with municipal court will continue whether we do it or they do it. Having reached a number that's workable for us without having to come up with additional revenue, they are proceeding on the preparation of an interlocal agreement. My hope is that we get that interlocal agreement this week. Otherwise, it may push, but it would be nice to have that back to council for the next meeting on November 28th. In the meantime, the court administrator for LaPorte has been aggressively working on planning and outlining from their perspective. We've had a couple meetings. They made a tour here of our facility, looked at our files and our computer. We're making arrangements for them to come in and use this terminal down here, which is used on court night during the day, so that their clerk can look at our software and look at the information that's in there and how we handle our cases. So that's moving. That's moving forward. As you know, we only have about 22 more days before Brenda Kent, our court clerk, retires. And it would be nice if we could start the transition prior to her departure. I'm not certain it will happen that way, but we've made plans to bridge the gap. We have three court clerks taking their deputy court clerks presently that can help hold that up and get us through until we can do a transition. And that's all I have to report on the municipal court. And that's my reports.
Moving on to 6.2, monthly police department report. Chief Harrison.
Thank you. I know you've all got the report headed over the weekend to look at it. I'm not sure if you have any questions or not. It's a pretty basic report this month or for last month. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to ask. Yes, sir.
How are we coming on speed limit enforcement?
We're still working on it. I mean, we're running. I was looking at the citations that were turned in over the weekend, and we had several that were not on the freeway that were in the 25-mile-an-hour zone. So we're working. It's just difficult to find good places to sit.
I have a question.
Yes.
The reckless driving service conduct 11.
Say that again.
It says reckless driver conduct 11.
We get a lot of calls on 146, people coming out of Seabrook, people coming out of LaPorte, picking up through 146. Seldom do we get out there and locate them before they get out of our jurisdiction, but it does go down in that particular field.
There's been a couple of cars the last couple of weeks that are really hauling, going fast up and down Shoreacres Boulevard and peeling out.
Yeah, I saw three citations today for Shoreacres Boulevard for the weekend. If I have just a second more, because my name's been brought up tonight, I will speak and say that I've never been investigated for a crime against a juvenile. You guys know that I've got an attorney, too. You've been served with the demand letter. And I like it, Mayor, when you and people that support you heartily on your page say things about me on your page and you comment. Because that does nothing. So please, my attorney, please continue.
Moving on to 6.3, monthly public works department report, Eric Ingram.
The written report is in your packet. We've had the public works department has 6 water leaks, 4 mains, and 2 service connections. additional 5 speed limit signs are up. I think that gets us to all the signs, so we'll double check and make sure that all the signs that need to be up are up for our various speed zones. We purchased 2.8 million gallons of water this last month, and I would note that a quarter million gallons of that water in that total is from the single residence that Ms. Andrews spoke about earlier. We're going to discontinue our reporting of the recycling now that we've handed that off to the contractor. And we did 5 days of mowing last month of the ditch lines for about 20 hours worth. And that's what works for work.
I have a question, Mr. Stahl. With the freeing up of the recycling for the public works employees, are we going to be able to mow ditches more often?
Are we
going to be able to mow more ditches than we've been mowing
with
not doing recycling anymore? Because like you told me at one point that was 2 days to employees at a time.
Right. That we'll be getting about 4 hours a week back that we can
put out of 2 days to employees?
Pardon?
You told me in the past that it took 2 days and 2 employees to do the recycling. So now that we're not doing the recycling, out of that 2 days and 2 employees, we're only going to have 4 hours of that for ditches?
No, we'll have more than that. I'm sorry. We do recycling pickup in 1 day, and if we use 2 employees, it takes 4 hours. So it's 8 hours, 8 employee hours minimum for recycling pickup. And then the second day is when we take it to a port, and that's much less time. But we will get all that back to do other work. We also just added the part-time park employee, which started today. And that part-time employee was going to take off additional work that was being done by Ray Dodd, who's our plume operator for the plume mower. And that person will be picking up the trash and the medians and the ditches and the parks, emptying the park trash. So that's additional time that will go back to the plume mowing. So we should see a sizable increase in that.
Okay, so we've hired a new parks employee. We haven't had a parks employee for 2 years. And then we freed up extra time with public works, so we shouldn't have any problem maintaining our ditches or taking care of our parks. Or I know when I was first succeed, I had asked you about putting public works on a schedule for mowing, and that hasn't happened.
Right.
Is that going to happen?
I can't represent that we have enough staffing to mow all the ditches all the time. During the winter, we should be able to catch up, but during the summer, just with one tractor, we don't have enough equipment to do the ditches the way that we'd like to be done.
Because I was reading back, when we paid $75,000 for this tractor, it was to implement a ditch mowing program.
Correct.
That we're not doing anymore?
No, we're doing that.
But our ditches aren't
gonna... This tractor replaced a tractor.
With
a brand new
tractor. Yeah, because it was stolen. Our other tractor was stolen, right?
No, ma'am. No. It was surplused out. It was just worn out.
Stolen off the trailer?
That was our mini tractor.
Okay.
That's a mini excavator for doing water lines and sewer lines.
So we still, even after not having recycling, we're still not going to have enough time or enough manpower to put public works on a schedule for maintaining our ditches. Is that what you're telling me?
No. What I said is I don't think in the summer we'll be able to keep up with all of the ditch work, and it will be an equipment shortage at that point. We have about 13 miles of street. There's a ditch on both sides. And it takes anywhere from 3 to 4 passes in each ditch to do, and it goes at about 2 miles an hour. So we didn't used to mow all the ditches. That's a new thing. We used to only do them on the bayou and over the riprap at the waterfront.
But we spent $75,000 on a tractor so that we could implement a ditch mowing program.
Correct. And now we're mowing ditches, but we aren't able to keep up with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on, 7.0 business, consideration and approval of invoices. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we consider and approve all invoices.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. 7.2, consideration and action to cancel the December 26, 2016 City Council meeting. Regular City Council meeting. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to cancel the December 26th regular city council.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Do we want discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Madam Mayor?
So we have a motion. We have a motion to cancel the December 26, 2016 regular city council meeting brought by Ron Hoskins, seconded by Jerome McCown, and it passed unanimously. 7.3, discussion, consideration, and action to adopt ordinance number 2016-236 prohibiting stagnant water due to water breaks on private property, allowing the city to repair the water breaks at the expense of the landowner after proper written notice provided and a possible fine assessed. Do we have a motion? So die for a lack of motion. Moving on to 7.4, consideration and approval of resolution number 2016-214 requiring participation in Texas Comptroller's Transparency STARS program. Do we have a motion? No motions. Going to die for a lack of motion. 7.5, consideration and approval of ordinance number 2016-237 amending the general fund and utility fund operating budget for fiscal year 2016-2017. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance number 2016-237, an ordinance of the City of Shore Acres, Texas, adopting budget amendment 1 to the operating budget of the City of Shore Acres, Texas for the fiscal year 2016-17, providing for a reduction of expenditures, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof.
Do we have a second? Dies for lack of a second. Moving on, 7.6, consideration and approval of resolution number 2016-215 terminating the city's membership in the Houston Galveston Area Council. I would like to withdraw this item. I put this on. The reason why I put these items on was so that we could discuss it, because we can't violate TOMA by discussing with more than one other council member. So I put these items on the agenda so that we could actually have an open discussion and maybe come to some consensus so that we could get something on the agenda next time that we would all agree upon. But this will die for lack of a second.
There was no motion.
I'm sorry, sir. No motion. No motion. There's no other business. We'll adjourn. We are adjourned at 7:26.